This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 radio studio. AR-500 Armor radio studio. I was reading something. I can't multitask. The AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I called and asked today. I have ordered my At-One Thunhole stock to go on my Ruger gun sight scout rifle. That's coming. You'll be seeing it soon. And in addition to a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, and also, I haven't said this, I haven't mentioned this. Build Proof Project is finished. And I enjoyed shooting the gun so much that I stayed out there yesterday and sucked up so much pollen shooting out there in that field. I couldn't speak last night, but the gun is stunning, and you'll be seeing that very shortly as well. But Boyd's Gun Stocks, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm just going to mention this as a headline I'm just looking at. They're now saying that in a document dump, they're talking about what happened and who shared with the FBI the unverified dossier, the Steele dossier, and that was none other than the office of the late Senator John McCain, Republican, who very, very vociferously denied being the source of that. This is why I have so many problems with politicians. Now, I've got a question for you. I have a YouTube channel. I have a Facebook page. And, like, I used to, you guys remember when I had the underwear company on, and I would try to boost a post from the underwear company on Facebook, and Facebook would say, no, you can't do that. And they'd be Johnny on the spot. Now, they would not be actually doing any research. They would just be conflating, okay, you've got pictures of guns, so you are obviously involved in promoting the sale of guns and ammo, which how you do that with underwear is beyond me. Somebody can explain that to me later. I don't know. But that being beside the point, they wouldn't let me do that, and they would be very Johnny on the spot. The other day, I have videos on YouTube that from time to time they will simply say, these are not advertiser-friendly, and they will restrict the monetization to it. So while they're out there watching me and watching other people like me to make sure that I don't do something that they might like, at the same time, at the very same time, when this guy in New Zealand was in the middle of his attack and he was live streaming it like it was a first-person shooter game, after seeding warnings, I mean, you just heard the New Zealand Prime Minister saying, we're going to find out if he put out any signs on social media. Yeah, he did. He had all kinds of seeded warnings on Twitter and 8chan before. Then he live-streamed the rampage on Facebook for 17 gut-wrenching minutes. Now, how come Facebook couldn't stop that? As soon as that was coming up, that was being copied and reposted all across the Internet, including on YouTube, Twitter, Reddit. news organizations started airing some of the footage they reported on the destruction that took place. By the time everybody in Silicon Valley woke up today, the tech giant's algorithms and international content moderating armies were already scrambling to contain the damage, and they were not very successful at that at all. Many hours after the shooting began, various versions of the video were readily searchable on YouTube using basic keywords like the shooter's name. And this is hardly the first time we've seen this pattern before. It's been nearly 4 years since those two news reporters were shot and killed on camera in Virginia. And while the killer's first-person video spread on Facebook and Twitter, you know. And it's been almost three since footage of a mass rampage killing in Dallas also went viral. These things are going to go viral. What I don't understand is why they're asking, well, how do we... Because this is what mainstream does. Mainstream does this. But this massacre coming out of New Zealand here recently has people wondering why, after all this time, the tech companies haven't figured out a way to stop these videos from spreading. And the answer may be a disappointingly simple one. It's just harder than it sounds. See, I was asked this week if something could be shared on my Facebook, and I doubt the importance of my Facebook presence. I really do. And since I do doubt the importance of my Facebook presence, I don't worry about my Facebook presence that much. I post things to it, and if people that are on Facebook that quote-unquote follow me like it, great. If people that don't like it, great. I have had some people call me racist because some of the things I put up there, which I find very humorous, but that's all beside the point. And I've been told, like, the last thing that got put up on my Facebook was, they were like, well, because of the algorithm, you'll get a lot of attention with this. And that's what it boils down to, is the algorithm. See, for years now, both Facebook and Google have been developing and implementing automated tools that can detect and remove photos and videos and text that violates their policies. Facebook uses something called PhotoDNA, a tool developed by Microsoft to spot known child pornography images and video. Google has developed their own open-source version of that tool, and they've also invested in technology to spot extremist posts banding together under a group called the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism to share their repositories of known terrorist content. These programs generate a digital signature known as hashes for images and videos known to be problematic and to prevent them from being uploaded again. Facebook and a lot of others have also invested in machine learning technology that has been trained to spot new troubling content, such as a beheading or a video with an ISIS flag. I also suspect that's also been, the learning part of it has been, well, you know, gun ownership, gun, you know, looking for various words, but that's all beside the point. Now, and all of that is in addition to AI tools that detect more prosaic issues like copyright infringement. So, automated moderation systems are imperfect, which is, you know, that's the truth of anything in this world. And, but they can be effective. At YouTube, the vast majority of all videos are removed through automation, and 73% of the ones that are automatically flagged are removed before a single person sees them. But it gets trickier when you go to live video and videos that are broadcast in the news, and the footage of the Christchurch shooting checks both those boxes. So they haven't gotten to the point of having effective AI to suppress this kind of content on a proactive basis. So, but it still makes me wonder why the Christchurch video was able to play for 17 minutes, or even whether that constitutes a short time frame for Facebook. And no, they're not even responding to Wired magazine, which is normally one of their you know, preferred sources to go to. But it just amazes me that they can come after me, and I can't boost a post about underwear, and yet this was allowed to go on for 17 minutes. Just makes me angry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I saw this, and I can't remember. I don't remember the name of the group that was, you know, that killed themselves because of the Hale-Bopp comet. Do you remember that group that had the sweatsuits and the same tennis shoes and everything, and they committed suicide to go join the comet or something? I saw this, and this is an indicator of how deluded some of these people on the left are. Very deluded. A new climate activist group is solemnly pledging not to have any children because our planet has no future. Hashtag Birthstrike has about 90 members, and judging by their spokesperson, they are a really, really depressed bunch of crazies. 90 members. But that could grow, but we'll see. We'll see. Blythe Papino is the founder of the group. Not making that up. She said to Tucker Carlson, she says, lay the children around me and I'm fighting for them. Really. This is my way of saying, come on, humanity, we've got two options. We're either going to commit some kind of species suicide by ignoring the issue because we're too afraid of the change or of something, or we're going to unite together and at least try and manage some of the collapses predicted in a sensible and rational way. I'm not living a monastic life. Carlson said, I think you should have children. They solve a lot of problems, put things in perspective. Papino said, we don't have time. They must be worried that their kids will have Methuselah's genes, because even the most hysterical climate change scientists are saying that we have at least 100 years before the sky falls. I don't know who this quote is due to, but I'm going to give it to you in verbatim. We are on course for no future, and our government is steering us there, the group's declaration states. We have been abandoned by our leadership to committing species-wide suicide via lawless economics and business. Hashtag Birthstrike states that the group's aim is not to promote the decision not to have children, but an opportunity to raise awareness of the growing horror we face in the wake of climate and ecological collapse. Somebody just texted me, Heaven's Gate sent, and I can't. Oh, no. I don't know who this is. Anyway. I think I know who this is. Anyway, that must be Babs. Heaven's Gate. Those are the ones that committed suicide. Yeah. And this sounds like Birthstrike to me. This comes shortly after Representative AOC. Because, you know, I'm really getting tired of pronouncing her name. Yeah, because, listen, she's pretty dumb. She raised the, quote, legitimate concern, end quote, of whether it's okay for people to have children on as the Earth faces looming climate-related consequences. She posed the question during an Instagram stream last month, and the concept immediately drew significant backlash among the right-leaning critics, of course. Hashtag Birthstrike co-founder Blythe Papino was grilled by Tucker Carlson about the concept. Carlson said, what you're describing sounds very much like a religious conversion, and the life you're living seems like a monastic life. Has that occurred to you? You're giving up family for the cause. Heaven's Gate, yeah, this sounds like Heaven's Gate. So he made the mistake of trying to reason with Ms. Papino. See, there's a problem with this sometimes when you're dealing with these people. We'll get to that in just a second, but religious fanatics aren't interested in reason or logic or common sense. They have their own internal logic that admits no error in their beliefs and no deviation from the Holy Writ, whichever is the one they just writ down. So this is a direct result of the ginning up of hysteria by some scientists, but mostly activists, about climate change. In In fact, the most recent Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, has begun to walk them back on some of their more outrageous predictions, although their overall assessment remains extremely pessimistic. And did these loons ever think that one of their kids might grow up and invent something that saves the Earth from catastrophe? You know, when you're so self-absorbed that you can't think of anyone but yourself, that kind of thinking is impossible. I see this kind of thinking where there is no denial. I am 100% right. You have no idea what you're talking about. I've looked, I've studied, I see. I see that time and time again. And when that happens, I just sit back there and my first thought is to, you know, straight arm them. You don't want to do that, right? You don't want to hurt people. But this is somebody that the Green New Deal, which, you know, I saw the children go see old Dianne Fine Frankenstein they made her mad because they are less tolerant than she is. Who'd have thunk it? And they're sitting there. I don't know if they really believe it. I mean, some of those young teachers that were sitting there, where do they think they're going to be in 12 years? That's the thing. In 12 years, it's all going to be done. We're all going to be done in 12 years. All going to be done in 12 years. And I don't know where they get the number from. I don't know why it's not 11. I don't know why it's not 13. Why isn't it 7? Why isn't it 9? Why isn't it next year? How come everything that, and you know, NASA says the Earth is beginning to cool. You know, the sunspot thing, that's one of the precursors of weather indicators. We're about to enter a cooling period due to sunspots. And nobody seems to want to look at that one. It's just anthropogenic. It's man-made, and we can't have no. But all of you people that are driving Teslas, guess where that power is coming from? It's not coming from wind. It's not coming from solar. It's coming from coal, or it's coming from natural gas. Wind accounts for 1.2% of the energy in the United States, and solar accounts for less than 1%. So, yeah. Even these things, when it's running, it does not. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. It costs more to charge a Tesla now than it does to fill up my Ford Explorer. I'm waiting for the maturity of the technology. Be rest assured. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump gets out his veto pen for the first time in his presidency Friday.
To defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was.
Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. These are the most ergonomic. They are the most economic, as far as, I mean, you're getting so much bang for your buck. And these will take your weapon, whichever weapon you attach them to, and make it better for the wear. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, the best characteristic of our president is that he is willing to fight. He's not fighting with his fists, of course, but he is fighting back. And if someone goes after him, he goes back at them twice as hard. He doesn't let decorum or politeness get in the way. He gives people a dose of their own medicine. He may not win every battle, but damn it, he fights and wins more than he loses. Republicans and conservatives need to learn this lesson or just give up now so they can be replaced by people who will. For example, this latest thing that he just had to veto. That was true, what he said. Every other emergency that they have declared, that they've allowed to sit there and just gestate, none of it ever had to do with protecting our border. And yet here we are, We're talking about the humanitarian crisis of this, that, and the other. And we don't want to control that. So they vetoed that. So, you know, I guess that was so that the august body of Congress can, that separation of powers that they don't use, do you hear me, Paul Ryan, can remain intact. If you pay attention to Trump's public spats, even dating back long before he entered politics, he never strikes first. He doesn't wake up one day and decide to call Rosie O'Donnell fat and ugly. He did so in response to her attacking him. And if people leave him alone, he leaves them alone. And unfortunately, Republicans, and specifically conservatives, tend to go in the opposite direction. They don't respond in kind the way Trump does. They have a history of trying to make nice with people attacking them or ignore the attacks completely. There's something to be said for not punching down. Far too many people respond to every criticism against them on social media like it's an affront to their very lives. They make themselves look smaller in the process, though most aren't all that bright to begin with. You have to pick your battles. But conservatives have a history of not picking any battles, of taking hits and walking away. That can't continue to happen. Take, for example, Tucker Carlson. He's under attack by the progressive Stasi, who demand complete and total capitulation to their will. It's not over anything he did on his show on Fox News. It's for jokes he told a guy named Bubba the Love Sponge more than a decade ago. While talking to Bubba on his radio show, Tucker said rude things about just about everyone. And they were said in a joking manner because how can you have a serious conversation with anyone who calls themselves Bubba the Love Sponge? Clips from those interviews, which he did regularly for years, resurfaced through the Stasi group Media Matters. And they led boycotts of everyone in media who does not conform with progressive ideology in an attempt to get people fired and driven out of public life. CNN and MSNBC use their talking points the way they use the SPLC to label people they don't like as unacceptable and ruin their lives. Now, Tuesday night, CNN dragged out Sam Donaldson. How old is he now? To compare Tucker's jokes to the perverted actions of Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose. You know, this is vulgarity, this is hate speech, this is homophobic speech. This is the kind of speech, if left unchecked, will change this country forever. That's what Donaldson told Anderson Cooper. Somehow the country survived just fine in the ensuing 13 years since those words were spoken, and Cooper didn't push back even a little. They aren't about to let a little thing like the truth stand in the way of claiming a scalp. Now, if Sam and Anderson were so concerned about virtue signaling and vulgarity of people, why did they let the chief brown shirt leading the charges against Tucker, Media Matters President Angelo Carasone, slide with his own passive slurs and hate speech against trannies and Jewry and Bangladeshis surfaced? And he refers to Jewish people as belonging to the Jewry. Sounds the way, what is it, DJ Khaled, that's the way he says jewelry, the jewelry. Well, they let that slide, though, because he's on their side. They've gone after Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck. You name the person on the right in this army of flying monkeys has been unleashed on them multiple times. And each time they are unleashed, damage is done. But no price is extracted for that damage. Conservatives never return the favor of dragging old quotes or actions into the light. They almost uniformly refuse to call for boycotts. They prefer to take the high road. The high road. What about winning? See, I know right now there's a lot of people saying, well, you know, we can't have gun sanctuaries. We can't have 2A sanctuaries because that's not the way it's done. We have to take the high road. I know they're out there saying, we can't talk about what we're going to do if the Antifa gets too crazy. We have to take the high road. How about we win? What's wrong with winning? What's wrong with that? What good is the high road if you lose? Moral victories are just a polite way to justify losing. I couldn't care less about a moral victory. I'm not in Yale. I'm not trying to get out there and push for the cause. I'm not out there trying to avenge some, you know, rowing loss to something that happened in the years past with some British, you know, like in, what is that called? Oxford Blues. Whatever it is. I'm not in it for the moral. I'm in it to win. Period. Leftists collect scalps. And conservatives collect moral victories. And this isn't a battle for your local dog catcher slot. It's a fight for the future of the country. And it's time for the right to fight back the way they're being attacked. We have to show them mutually assured destruction. Because they're not really violent. They just talk a good game. And it can't be a shotgun approach to refusing to watch CNN because no one watches CNN now. We have to pick our target carefully. One show. On one network, where one host who lies and smears people is thinking differently. And that can be on any of them, honestly, but everyone has to be on the same page. I, for example, I have been interviewed numerous times on the Tom Hartman show. Now, Tom doesn't really give you, when you talk over Tom, you can score some points on him, which angers him to no end. But the problem with Tom is nothing but an act. He's not as uber leftist as he makes out to be. He's actually sort of a capitalist. So he's busy pushing his shtick, and you don't really get to get anywhere. And I'm just not that interested in helping his ratings. So I don't go. I let them speak in their own echo chamber. All these other people, well, we have to get out there and make sure that we give it the old moral. No. Chris Cuomo, he gets out there and he lies and spins for the party of his governor brother. Who are his advertisers? Well, pick one, then badger them endlessly that you won't use their product or service as long as they advertise on the show. Then stick to it and change your behavior and actually boycott them while telling others on social media and in real life. Now, how many people out there got mad about Gillette, dropped Gillette, and is still not using Gillette? How many? I mean, I'm still not. And that's bad because the razor I'm using is horrible. But you have to find something else. We got to learn to fight to win. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. So you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Yesterday was the Bill Proof Project. Let me tell you the genesis of the Bill Proof Project. At SHOT Show, where I actually got to get up close and personal with a whole bunch of the people and the products of Aero Precision, the only way for them to actually demonstrate these products is to show them in a gun build, right? So, just like everybody else there, there were Aero Precision guns. And I approached the guys and I said, listen, I'd like to have a gun to shoot. I'd like to have a gun to demo. And, of course, Aero Precision USA is not in the business of building guns. They are in the business of putting together parts. And they supply a whole lot of OEM to a whole bunch of people. But, like I constantly say, if you have an AR-15, you probably have some Aero Precision DNA in your AR-15. But nonetheless, I wanted something to shoot from them. So that was the build. This was where the Build Proof Project was born. Now, when I was a kid, when I was growing up, I used to do work on my own car. You know, I was mechanically inclined and everything. And then after I got of a certain age and everything, and I got out of the military and I got into a different profession where I had to let mechanics do all the work, I sort of fell out of that. I don't even change my own oil now. So I sort of fell out of twisted wrenches. And the Build Proof Project, well, we decided to see if I could build one. And the thinking is, if I could build an AR-15, then if you folks wanted to get out there and buy the kits, buy the parts, and put one together from scratch, then you could too. Now, I will tell you this categorically. I still would shudder to try to build one of these on my own. I was lucky enough to have an old friend who's also used to be a sponsor of the show a long time ago, back in the only podcast days, and his name is Bob Gotts. He's put together many, many AR-15s. So he showed me all, and I mean, we did some things that most people would not be able to do, like he had a nice polisher, so we polished certain contact points and everything on the parts as we put them in there. And we launched quite a few set pins and push pins. All those little springs. Those little springs are surprisingly springy. But we got it put together. The trigger parts, you know, you got one, two, then you got one, two, and you got to stack them on top of each other. And, you know, some of the stuff like the magazine release is fairly rudimentary. I mean, you got to know the standard to it. Like, you got to know on the button, it only comes flush to the edge of the button. Stuff like that. Some of you that have already built these, you're like rolling your eyes right now going, well, no kidding, I've built 20 of these. I know exactly what you're saying. For me, this was an eye-opener because it didn't take that long to build it. But the thing about the Aero Precision parts that I think has got to be said, the parts themselves, look, they like, I mean, the way these things are designed to fit together and everything, just, it looks like they've had a gun that was already R&D'd and, you know, tested and tried, and then they took it apart and sent me the parts. Because everything was perfect, the fit and finish. In the video we shot, Bob, who has, like I said, Bob Gotts, who's built many of these AR-15s, he said that the fit and finish was second to none. He's never seen anything like this. The gas system, which the gas system is very tricky because you got to get that just right because that's what's going to operate the gun. And Bob, we actually filmed the test shooting of the gun prior to us filming the recap of everything that we did because he wanted to make sure everything was going to work because that's something you just do when you're building AR-15s. You make sure the gas system is going to work. Everything about this, though, every part about this, all of them were lightweight. The gun itself doesn't hardly weigh anything. And the only issue that we had was not an Aero Precision part. It was a Magpul part. It was the buttstock. And we substituted a Mission First tactical one simply because it would go on. The Magpul one was somewhat reluctant to go on. The muzzle device, the barrel, the rail. This was an eye-opening experience for me. Now, we're going to do another one. And this one's going to be on based upon the AR-10. And I don't know in which configuration we're going to set this up. It's probably going to be at least, we might even do a pistol configuration of the AR-10. Just because somebody out there on YouTube land requested the 12.5-inch barrel, which I don't even know what that is, but we'll see what it is. But they've redone the bolt carrier on that one, and this supposedly is going to be epic, which I've had a few AR-10s in the past. They were okay, but they didn't function and operate for me the way the AR-15, the way the 5.56 does. This gun, taking it outside, pulling the trigger on it, I had no expectations of how this was going to run. I expected there to be some movement and some other things. No movement. The muzzle device, which I don't know the name of the muzzle device, but in the video you'll know the name of the muzzle device. This is an Aero Precision USA proprietary one, and it is as good as anything I've ever tried, and I've tried a few. I have tried a few. You know, Spikes Tactical, their muzzle devices are very good. Battlecomp, who's been a sponsor of mine, their muzzle devices are very good. This one was as good, if not better, as any of those. The trigger, which was a stock trigger, you know, not one of these high-speed flat triggers, two-stage triggers. It was pretty good. We were gently surprised at how good the trigger was because I sort of expected it not to be as good. The trigger itself, I may drop in a flat trigger later on just because I love them so much. But this trigger right now, this trigger is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong at all with this trigger. The kit that I got, or the lower which had to be assembled, was serialized. So this could be, if I wanted to, hopefully I keep arrow precision for a very, very long time, but this is a gun that will never leave me because I built it. And putting the top half on that bottom half, now those of you that have done this, you know what I'm talking about. But taking the completed upper receiver and then putting it on the completed lower receiver and snapping that in place and putting those, putting the pins in and holding it there and pulling back the charging handle for the first time. Charging handle as high speed as you want to find. Bolt carrier group, slick. We didn't put any lubrication. We put lubrication on the interior of the charging handle, but put nothing on the bolt carrier itself. And it just flat functioned flawlessly. Flat functioned flawlessly. The three Fs, yeah. And that was cool. That was cool building it. It was cool watching. I mean, being taught the little things that you do when building one of these by a guy who, you know, arguably is a master builder, who could have done this by himself in about 35 minutes if I just asked him to do it. But I wanted to do it, and I wanted to take my hand to it. And some of the things I did, there was a couple of things that I just couldn't get past, like the retaining pin for the takedown pin on the front that is captured by a spring. I shot that thing so many times. And then he shot it once. So it's not an exact science, but it's fun. And I can see where, a great deal of, since I've never done it, I know people that have only ever built AR-15s. They've never bought one. They've only ever built them. So Bill Proof Project is finished, and we're going to shoot this gun this weekend as well. So stay tuned for that. Arrow Precision USA, of course, I thank you for helping me with this. And coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.